And as many parts of the country brace for more coronavirus patients over the next few weeks, hospitals are trying to get ready. NPR's Patty Naiman talks with administrators at two large hospitals in Los Angeles.
Harbor UCLA Medical Center is a large public teaching hospital. Most of its patients are low income, on Medicaid or uninsured. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Anish Mahajan says he plans to triple the number of beds available to treat critically ill patients.
So we are converting parts of the hospital that are typically wards and other uses into ICU level care,
which means adding new equipment, heart monitors, oxygen monitors, and ventilators.
We are working very hard on projecting the number of ventilators we need and how many that we have on hand. That said, we know we are short.
They have 50 ventilators now, he says, but they could easily need 100 or more. Ventilators aren't cheap, about $35,000 each. When it's all added up, converting a regular ward bed into an ICU bed costs thousands of dollars per bed. At the large private Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, upgrades are also in the works, converting operating and recovery rooms, for example, into ICU units. And that's only the beginning of extra new costs. Chief Operating Officer Dr. Jeffrey Smith.
We have additional security personnel because we're checking temperatures and monitoring people for symptoms, including not just patients, but visitors and our staff as well.
Then there's the additional staff needed to care for many more patients, which includes doctors, doctors in training, and nurses.
The first thing we did is identified people who have experience caring for patients in the ICUs.
They may not have done it for a while, but
with minimal retraining, we're able to get them up to speed.
At Harbor UCLA, Mahajan says they plan to redeploy doctors and nurses to the ICU if need be.
All of these staff have been directed that we may ask you to work in an ICU-level care setting under the guidance of ICU nurses or ICU doctors, even if that's not what you typically do.
Which means longer hours, overtime, and weekend duty, all new costs. Rick Pollack, president of the American Hospital Association, says this experience is being repeated in hospitals nationwide.
Setting up alternative care sites, very expensive. Putting in the command centers, putting in the security, all very expensive. A lot of extra expense to deal with the situation with very little revenue coming in.
That's because most hospitals have cut back on elective procedures to make room for COVID-19 patients, which means this source of money has dried up. So have payments for care at hospital clinics, since many have been closed to reduce exposure to the virus. It boils down to this: higher costs and less revenue.
Every hospital in this country is suffering right now. The virus is in every single state. We have virtually every hospital that has shut down regular operations. So everyone needs help in this situation.
In the stimulus package recently passed by Congress, hospitals will receive $100 billion. Some of that money is already in the pipeline. It's not yet clear how that money will be doled out or whether harder-hit hospitals will receive more. And ultimately, Pollack says, more money will be needed.
Given the magnitude of what we're facing, it sounds like a lot of money, but we have a lot of need. And we think that since we're on the front lines, we need to be at the front of the line when it comes to getting assistance from the federal government and the Congress.
Not only will more aid be needed to address the current crisis, Pollack says once hospitals rebound and move into recovery, assistance will be critical then as well. Patty Naiman, NPR News.